Today we say hello to our listeners in Beloit, Kansas on KVSV. One loyal listener there knows much about the rails that still pass through central Kansas. You could say it's in his blood. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Doug Brush has always loved trains, and for good reason. It was in his blood.
My grandfather was conductor on the Rocky Mountain Rocket, which ran from Chicago to Denver daily. I rode on that when I was in the third grade with him to Denver, and never forgot it.
The Rocket traversed that route from 1938 to 1966, making the journey in around 19 hours one way.
His crew change point was from Denver to Phillipsburg, Kansas. So at that point, you're halfway across Kansas.
The position of conductor was of the utmost importance.
He was in charge of the train. There was no dispute to that. Whatever he said is what they did, because he had a lot of responsibilities besides just being conductor. He was responsible for safety and responsible for all the customers. He represented the railroad.
Doug's grandfather was Donald Luther. He had two brothers who were also conductors on the Rock Island's Rocky Mountain Rocket. In fact, one of the three was conductor on every such train that left Denver heading east. Doug remembers that ride with his grandfather very well.
Well, my grandmother was on the train too, but she didn't get to follow along. But he had me just walk along with him and just don't talk and just walk along. And I got to listen to how he talked to customers, punch their tickets and whatever. He had a little compartment back at the end of this one car, and he'd have to go back in there and do his paperwork.
It spurred Doug's interest in trains, and he even wrote a book about the line running through his hometown. We conclude the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Downs, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.